And by the way, I think historically when we look back at the Epstein scandal, it's going to be bigger than Watergate. And it's going to be, by the way, the president didn't go to jail. The attorney general did. It's going to be bigger than Iran-Contra. And here's why. It spans four administrations. It's deeper than any political thing on the surface. And so I think in terms of the number of people who are affected, I mean, how many people were affected by Iran-Contra, okay, or Watergate? I mean, specifically in that instance. Obviously, everybody's affected when there's a lack of transparency and bad or fraudulent things happening. But I mean, directly affected or implicated, that was a finite group of people in both of those. Here we have what seems to be almost an infinite number of people involved with Jeffrey Epstein. And at least we don't even know yet how many there were in the criminal enterprise or the seedy part of it. And it's like that Spider-Man meme where there's six Spider-Men, they all look the same and they're pointing at each other. You've got all these billionaires pointing at each other. You're in the Epstein. No, you're in the Epstein. No, you are in the Epstein. It's you who is in the Epstein files. And you're the one who went to the island. I didn't go to the island. Anyways, there's sort of this circular finger pointing that's going on. But I think it's a scandal that is longer in time, involved multiple administrations, and that's why we have to get to the bottom of it.